Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you. We ask you, Lord, that your spirit come upon us, your presence around us. Give us wisdom and guidance and direction to help us to lead our community. We ask you to help us to be a witness of your grace to all the world. We ask this in Jesus' blessed name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Shall we pledge allegiance, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. I want to call the meeting May the 1st, 2023 to order. Need a motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting?
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion been made in regular seconds. Sarah, call the roll.
Becky?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Allie?
Yes.
All right, we're moving. The signing sheet, nobody on it, correct?
No, it's on it.
Okay. Old business. Steve Scott, I got you up there first. He was here about the ballpark parking.
Want me to hand out the same handouts we had last time? Does anybody need to see them? Or? Okay. Here to seek approval for the improvements to the ball field based on our construction plans for the third building at Park South. Mayor and I guess the council had asked us to revise the gravel parking lot at the ball field there to try and keep our road closer to our property line and away from where the football fields are being used. And so we made those changes and are submitting it for approval.
Is that the set that you showed me?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You want the full set or do you want the arrow that shows?
The full set, please.
Yes,
I got some questions regarding the road that you said you were going to build.
Okay.
Just for a minute.
So I'll say if you want
you
to.
The arrow or you want both there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the parking lot shows here in green, a little green line right there. And we just overlaid it on the arrow because there's the existing parking that was there, and so we're extending it down there and increasing the size by about another 50%.
Teresa, do you want to look at it with us?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like, I'm just looking at the green, it looks like he did exactly what he said he was going to do, so
yeah.
We're going to have a bigger parking down there.
Yeah, he dropped that off.
About 50% larger than what was there before.
Looks good. Thank you.
All right.
Allie, you didn't see them?
No, I'm satisfied.
Okay, with the lighting and everything in the back corner here.
Jenny, you got questions you said on it?
Yeah, I was just looking at the road that you said you were going to be building for access to the ballpark. And
yeah, from here on.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, yes. I'm not seeing that. But my question is, when I pulled into the ballpark, which I've been going, that location is like wetland. And it has signs on it that it has specific grasses and things
yeah,
like that. Have you looked into that?
Yeah, that's back right as you get past the pilot there when you're still on Park Plaza Boulevard on the right. The previous, well, still the owner, he's getting ready to sell it to our client, but Jack Porter, he's a big hunter. He's a game bird hunter, so he planted that different plots, test plots, whatever, for certain seed mix that doves and whatever like, so that was what that was for.
Right, I just want to make sure that, you know, you've already revised that with him, and if he's selling it to you, you don't have to go through wildlife management or anything client. Like, or your
yes,
client.
Yeah, and we've, as far as the wetlands concerned, they've got a permit from the Corps of Engineers. They're keeping some, they're mitigating some off-site,
so
they've gone through the permit process on that.
That's correct. My only question, because I've seen those signs, and I thought, I hope that they went through the right avenue so that it doesn't have to change later on in the process.
Well, they started that early on. It's been about, it's probably been over a year.
Okay.
So they started it like last April, no, probably February, March. So.
I'm out at the park twice a week now, my son and all, and I would love to see a better road access, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, the road's it's going to be asphalt with curves, 30 feet wide, and we've raised it above the floodplain, which the existing road goes back to the ballpark. There's places where it's 4 or 6 feet below the floodplain, so,
okay.
So we're raising it up.
Thank you.
All right. And our mayor, you had said something to me a week or so ago about lighting on that third building, so they're going to have some wall packs on the backside of the building. He asked me to make sure that we allowed the light to shine over into the ballpark property, which is, I told him at the time.
Becky had brought that up because of the parking back there in that dark area. You would actually keep the light on every night.
And I mentioned that to the developer. He's fine with it. Normally, you're asking them not to let the light shine into the
joint. The little kids are running around and
yes.
Not well lit.
Well, in the parking area, you wouldn't want to back over somebody. And we'll have lighting down there also.
Yes.
Whatever. Light's the best security in the world. So.
Yes.
And then, Jenny, you saying you come in there all the time, that yellow gate that we put up as a city,
mm-hmm.
Jack and us put that up together to keep people from driving into his fields, also going back and vandalizing our parking area in the ballpark. That will be moved, so all of y'all will know, we mentioned it before, to the end of the cul-de-sac, which is their ownership.
Okay.
We'll put our gate, we'll move it into our line right there and reestablish that and lock it up when we're not using our area.
Okay. I really like the reconstruction.
With you raising the road up like that, y'all have, I know you have, but I'll bring it up publicly. You've taken precautions so the water will drain off.
We're rebuilding the storm pipes that currently go under the road that don't really have any cover on them, and they're enlarged. That's on a separate set of plans. I did not bring those with me, but they were increased in size to accommodate the the flow.
There's one of them at each end of the building, correct? It's going to be flow around both sides. Last time we talked, the whole ball field tips towards that building and goes to that drainage ditch.
Yes, we're picking it up and taking it to the east where the first crossing is, but even further east back towards the pilot. There's two major crossings there that we've upsized those pipes.
So y'all good with it? Any more questions?
Make a motion that we approve it as amended.
Second.
Motion been made. Ready to second it?
Second.
Any more discussion? Roll. Call roll, please.
Becky?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Allie?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you. Appreciate you doing what you said you're going to do for us.
That's going to be great.
Just to touch base on the fact that we've been discussing the nuisance ordinances we're going to push forward on with, as we said before. We've talked about the ordinance and talked about it. Everybody's probably tired of hearing it. But I mentioned last meeting that I did have the three people that I appointed for the committee, and we held a meeting the other day, not discussing any individuals or any problems or anything else, but just to make sure they were on board and understood. And we went over the ordinance itself with all three of them, and we have our committee set up now, so when we move forward, I just want to make sure legally I was right with everything I did there. So everything's good with that. Any questions on it? And like I said, I just throw that in there for a tidbit. Bids for the garbage pickup. They're due today. You want to open that? We ran it in the paper. Out and about around. Several people just talked about who they thought might get it, might do this, might do that, but we didn't get a lot of applicants for it. Which I believe you're with one of the companies, right?
Yes, Waste Management.
Yeah, I've talked to you on the phone. I've never got to actually see you in person.
I think the last time was at the previous session.
Right, okay.
And, sorry, the last page of the staple section, sorry.
Let's see the numbers.
Last page?
There's a commercial section and the section number should be just.
I didn't see this.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's in the one that has the waste management logo on the front. That's the, yeah. That was the, yes. Sorry, the other one's the big
right.
Box.
Okay. Plenty of information in here.
Yeah, I try to let them just, you know, let me put one sheet with price on it, since that I think is what everybody's worried about the most. But.
Okay, write down proposed service, proof of solutions, residents. I'll just take off right here. Waste Management has proposed a full service solution below with the intention of meeting the city's critical environmental service needs while providing more value to the community in its unexpected ways. Service offering overview. Residents will be asked to set out their solid waste recycling and yard waste carts by 6 a.m. on collection day. Our service goal is to provide service with a reasonable amount of time that best supports a safe and dependable service for the residents of the community. Collection time may extend until 7 p.m. from time to time due to equipment issue, delays at landfills, and or any type of force incident. Waste Management is committed to efficient and timely service upon which you can depend. Waste collection, waste materials should be contained within carts with lids fully closed. Pricing, $18 per home per month for weekly curbside trash collection. With one 96-gallon cart provided, additional carts may be rented by the homeowner for a rate of $9 per month, $3.50 a yard for commercial dumpster collection. 96-gallon cart provided, service one time per week, $18. And it goes down into the 2-yard, 3-yard, 4-yard, 6-yard, and 8-yard. If y'all want me to read them, I will. $18 one week, $30.31, $60.62, 6-yard, $90.93, 8-yard, $121.24. Then he got broken in extra weeks in pay. $500 franchise fee. Proposed contract term is for either 2 or 4 years at the discretion of the city. Cost of the living price adjustments. The residential commercial rate listed above are subject to an annual adjustment each July the 1st based on the year-to-year change for customer price index of water, sewer, and services. Additional services offering. Bulky collection by request scheduled in advance. Bulk residents occasionally have trash that will not fit in the containers and need to dispose of bulky items such as couches, appliances. The neighborhood doesn't have a collection strategy in place. You risk illegal dumping and issues with abandonment of the curb, health, safety, and aesthetic problems. Bulky trash collection will include furniture, appliances. Please note that we cannot dispose of refrigerant containing items such as refrigerator, freezers without the certification of the Freon has been properly removed and recycled pursuant to federal law. Residents may elect and schedule bulk collection individually by calling our customer service team. And it's the only bid we got.
I got a couple of bids.
Pardon me?
96-gallon totes are for rent, and they're right now they're $2. Did it say it was going up to $9?
No. Yes.
So if you have them on your property, are you grandfathered in for the two, or do you have to take the nine?
If you have a waste management cart, that is included in the $18.
Okay.
It's additional carts would be billed to the homeowner rather than to the city.
Okay.
Just so if either somebody has to generate a lot of waste or if you've got a, you know, a business running out of residence.
I have a business and I have five, and it's one of my businesses.
Yeah, so every additional cart would be $9.
Okay, so.
As opposed to 18 per, you know, per cart. It's 18 for the first and then 9 for any additional.
I pay $2 a cart now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're currently losing about 20% on the London Junction contract.
Okay. So it is going up to $9.
Yes, it is. And I'm sorry, I know that that's not the news anybody wants to hear.
I get it.
Prices aren't going down for anything.
But you did say that, let's say I had a sofa I wanted to get rid of. I could call you all and make arrangements for you all to take that away?
Yes, everyone is still going to be allowed the one bulk item per week that they're currently allowed. So the only change there is that starting in June, we're at the very end of June into July, we're going to be moving to what's called an automated side load truck. So it's a right-hand drive truck with an automated lift arm. That truck can't get a couch or a freezer or a table into the truck. So we just have to send a separate truck to be able to get the bulk items. So we just ask if you can call or go on the website and say, hey, I've got a couch. And then we can make sure we send a truck and get it.
Does that have to be wrapped?
Yep. The couch will, yes.
Okay.
Yes. It will still be, because it won't be a closed truck. It'll still be like the kind of truck you have now where two guys are picking it up. So that.
What about say, apartment complex?
No.
Oh,
apartment complexes would be
it's been 4 years.
Based on unit, based on the living unit, so it would be $18.
That's what we did before.
But $18 is all it would be. And do we still have to wrap it in plastic?
Yes. Anything like that that is upholstered has to be wrapped in plastic.
Okay.
And there's no additional charge for a whole kind of makeup or anything like that.
Now this bid is for a 4 year contract?
For two or four.
Okay.
Is it, that was what was requested in the...
Yeah, I think it was four is what we had.
Yeah.
I agree. But did I not hear a clause in there that every year you're going to revalue it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's essentially a CPI.
So it's a 1 year contract.
At that rate, yes. The difference there is the CPI, and again, that you're well within your rights to say we don't want to do it. The CPI for water, sewer, trash this past year was 4.5%. Our cost increases, our open market increases were 11% for open market customers. So it's not a flat rate, which I know is new and different, and I know everybody would like to have a flat rate. An open market rate, you would see a 10 to 11% increase.
I have a question.
Yes.
So the carts are provided, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's say several scenarios here. You move in, you're a new person, the cart wasn't left. Yours gets stolen or it gets busted. Are they replaced for free or will you have to
replace
pay?
Replace for free. The only time we would keep note if you have somebody that's consistently, six carts in, by that point, by halfway through the first year, then we would have to figure something out. But anything like damage to the cart, somebody stealing the cart again, a homeowner moving in, a homeowner having to take it, that there's no charge for that.
Okay.
So you're basically permitted one cart at all times.
The fact that somebody asked me, theirs got when they got stolen,
On a 4 year contract, I know you revisit it every year. Is there a ceiling cap on that? Is what it can go up to?
We can do that. I mean, the cap would probably be 5%
per year.
Yes.
But we have a choice between a 2 and a 4. Am I correct on that, or do we not have a choice?
We do. But
yes, in the RFP, we set it at the city's discretion.
Yeah.
With a 5 year cap on each renewal.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
For the services, we have a 2 to 4. For the cost of it, he's doing it by year.
Right. He reevaluates the cost every year.
Well, I think it's safe to say and state in our minutes that we only have one bid, and we have an option for 2 or 4 years. And I think at this time, because it's being reevaluated every year, we really need to consider 2 instead of 4.
Well, we got
4 if we put a cap on it. Am I understanding that correctly?
He said that they're willing to increase of 5% each year.
Correct.
Yes.
They're willing to sign off on a no more than 5% increase per year on the contract.
So, if you went to 4 years, you looked at 20%.
Yep. Could go up
over 4 years,
which would be $3.60 on top of this. So, at the end of 4 years with a 5% cap, you could be at $21.60 instead of 18.
Which is still cheaper than most private pickups. And that's your only other option right now because we don't have any other bids.
Are you willing to sign that tonight to put the cap on there initially? Or is this not on there?
No, that, yeah, that's fine. And like I said, the CPI water sewer trash has never been above, I think 4.8 is the highest it's ever been. It's lower than the regular CPI. I think the CPI is around 7%. This is water sewer trash. It's kept down a little bit.
Right.
But no, that's not an issue.
And with the $18, one container is in that. If they want additional containers.
Yes, and so it would be built.
If a regular residence has one container, it's in the $18 already.
Yes, and the one thing that we would ask logistically is, we've had this contract for a while. A lot of it is institutional knowledge. We have some addresses that aren't correct in the system. We have some houses that we pick up that we don't have. You know, we have one master account for Lebanon Junction and sub accounts for each address for residential and commercial. What we would like to get is a full address list for both residential and commercial so that we make sure that we're billing correctly, not overbilling or underbilling, and that we can make sure that we get everybody a cart because we're going to need that to make sure that we can get one of the WM carts to
everybody. So with this, with the gallon capacity of the 96 gallon, whatever, you still are obligated to pick up like a black container that somebody's got a 96 gallon even though they don't have yours.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, if they want to use theirs and not the WM
right.
card, as long as the lift arm can pick it up, we'll pick it up.
Right. I mean, substantially the same can. Like my neighbor and I they have your can, I have my can, they're the exact same.
Yeah, and that's
what I bought mine at Home Depot.
The only difference is if lifting it up by the lift bar breaks our cart, we're going to replace it. We're not going to replace your cart, but we give you a WM cart instead. So,
right.
I mean,
right. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's just not. We're not going to waste the cart that you have. Right. But when it breaks at some point over the 2 years or 4 years, if it does, you get a WM cart as a replacement rather than like a reimbursement to go get your own.
One of the clauses I heard in your contract, it sounded like the containers must be closed lid. Is that like a hard stop, or are we talking about like if I'm open that much, not going to pick it up?
Yeah, that's totally fine. It's basically just to say, don't have one 96-gallon cart that looks like a snow cone where you've got.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, don't
roll. That's going to end up all on the road, and then we're going to be calling to pick it up.
Andy, is that his name?
Yes.
Andy.
Andy, in the past, I know we had a disagreement with several residents on. Before it's been a past history of, if they have the can and they got the garbage in it and they have some bags set beside of it, there was up to, I believe it was 15 bags they would pick up at that time.
Yeah, that's not something that we're going to be able to do with the lift arm truck because there's no way, the opening is above the truck. It's like a commercial vehicle.
So bags on the ground is going to be zero.
Correct. Yeah, it's cart contents only.
So they will need to have a couple of WM.
Yeah, if they're consistently putting out
right.
a lot of trash. I mean, and the reason for that is, I mean, we pay for disposal by the ton.
Right?
If you've
got
one.
I thought about one particular place as we all drive back and forth.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And $9 paying an additional $9 per cart to get it.
And our pickup day will remain the same as
yes.
we see.
Yes.
I'll make a motion that we accept this bid with him signing off on it with no more than a 5% increase per year for a 4-year contract.
Is that the official offer you're willing to make today?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's fine.
Well, I got one more question. This is.
Sorry, I'm signing you up to take it after this. No, sorry.
And I have a question that had no bearing on the motion or whatever. With the cost increase, the sidearm, less work for y'all picking up bags and what have you, which is going to be an issue here. I see us having an issue with that. And if we do, with all of this cost and burden on us, we have burden on us also. Mm-hmm. Is y'all service going to be better than it has been?
That's the idea, yeah.
Because I ain't had nothing but problems out of you.
No, I...
And for a person sitting here,
not,
thinks,
not,
and you know what I'm talking about.
Everybody
that's called me and I've called you,
we
have not resolved some things in a pointly fashion to where they think I've dropped the ball on it. It just hadn't been getting done.
And that's part of the reason why we're moving to the automated sidearm trucks is that it's a one-man crew instead of a two-man crew.
Right.
We can pick up about 65 homes an hour with those trucks. We pick up about 38 per hour with a rear loader. So we're able to, deal with the fact that we have a massive staffing shortage of CDL drivers nationally, not just the trash, by having to have fewer drivers, and we're going to have brand new trucks starting in July. We're actually starting to get them in Louisville. We're not going to bring it down here until the new contract starts, because we're not going to hold people to, you know, to putting everything in the cart, and we can't send it down to get bags and personal containers.
Right, because I can see what we're going to need to send out a memo with the water bill or something with nature on there and put it on our website. And
yeah, well, the other thing that we're planning to do.
Yeah. I've received one, so.
Yeah, they prematurely kind of, and it got everybody to uproar.
Yeah, that was basically, and I apologize, that's everybody that is serviced out of Louisville got a notice basically saying, hey, we're moving to cart contents only. I'm sorry for any confusion beforehand. What we're going to do is when we deliver the carts, we'll have a cart hanger on it that says, here's where you put your cart for it to be picked up. Here's the number of the website to go onto if you need to request a new cart or if you need to schedule a bulk pickup. We'll try to do everything we can to provide enough information for people, so it's not just, here's a cart, good luck figuring out what you're supposed to do.
Right. And with that, like I just told you a moment ago, I got the same container y'all have, but mine black from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Me already owning mine and having it for my $18, I'm still entitled to have yours also, and I can have two.
Yeah, that's
fine. At no extra cost to me because I have one. Okay. That'll make my wife happy.
Okay. Well, it answers my question, too, because I've got one.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the last waste management one that I had eventually got beat to death, so that's what's caused me to just go out and buy one.
Right. Well, Tim made a motion that we accepted with the fact that he would initial and guarantee us the 5% cap. Seconded by Becky. Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Tim.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Becky.
Yes.
Allie.
Yes.
Jenny.
Yes.
All righty. And I have his insurance certificates and everything else here with it. Second reading on the cemetery ordinance.
Ordinance number 2023-02, an ordinance amending ordinance 18-04 and reaffirming and imposing fees relating to Lebanon Junction City Cemetery and setting a time limit of 1 year to install headstones or other preliminary markers. Whereas prices and fees relating to Lebanon Junction City Cemetery have not been set by ordinance, and whereas a time limit for installing the headstones or other permanent markers in Lebanon City Cemetery have not previously been set by ordinance, and whereas the City Council of the City of Lebanon Junction has determined that it is in the public interest that such prices, fees, and limits be set by the ordinance, be it ordained by the City of Lebanon Junction, Bullitt County, Kentucky, Section 1, Double D, Definitions, Areas, Prices, and Fees, for the purchase and use of grave plots, which is approved to be used for Double D interments, $1,500. For the first interment in a grave plot approved for Double Deep interments, whether remains of a person less than 1 year of age on the date of their death or the person of 1 year in age or more on the date of their death, such that another interment above the first may be made within the same grave plot, $1,800. Section 2, non-Double Deep area prices and fees. For the purchase of grave plots, which is approved to be used for Double Deep interments, $1,500. For the interment of remains, $400. For interment of persons less than 1 year at the date of death, $400. For interment of a person 1 year of age or more on the date of their death, $1,500. Section 3. Any headstones or other permanent markers to be installed marking a deceased person's burial place or the burial place of their remains within the Lebanon Junction City Cemetery should, if possible, be permanently fixed in its final position within 1 year of the deceased person, of the 1 year of the deceased person's or the deceased person's remains interment. The ordinance shall be effective upon publication. Section 5, should any section of the clause, line, paragraph, or part of the ordinance be held unconstitutional or invalid for any reason, the same should not affect the remainder of this ordinance. Section 6, parts of any ordinance that conflict with this ordinance are hereby repealed.
You've heard the first reading. Any discussion? Question? That was with changing that verbiage.
We made the modification, so it's, if possible, they can add that at that time, so it's not a hard stop at 1 year.
Any discussion from anybody? Question? Anything? Okay.
Need a motion.
Need a motion. Accept the ordinance.
I'll make that motion for the cemetery ordinance.
I'll second.
I thought it was first reading.
Second.
Jenny.
Motion
been made. Yeah.
Yes. I second.
Joe.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
Allie.
Yes.
And Becky.
Yes.
Alrighty. Municipal road aid. Court. Let's see how that.
Yeah.
We have our standard municipal aid deal to vote on or pass or however we want to do it. And come around and we have the other part for this.
I only have that one.
Yeah, you just need the permission to sign it.
It's the same as we've had in the past for the road, Tim, draw. So it. Y'all want to we read this whole thing? It's the same as it's always been.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I mean, we always formally just pass the same thing every year. Give me the authority to sign it. Becky.
Motion to give you the authority to sign the municipal roads.
I second that.
How's that?
There you go. It's been seconded. I so say you don't even read it. Then.
Well, I started to say, no, I want you to read it. No, I don't want you.
Becky.
Something you don't want.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Allie.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Jenny.
Yes.
And Tim.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. I put on here, I told you all the last time I was going to go to fiscal court, and we introduced to try to get into agreement or interlocal agreement. It did not pass the floor last time.
Sure did pass for Shepherdsville, though.
It passed Shepherdsville the meeting before, and it put the other seven cities on there, and they elected to let it die on the floor. So with that, I'm going over there in the morning to talk to them about it a little bit. But I just want y'all to know that we've had it for 30, ever since you've been on, 32 years in the local agreement. This time they just didn't, he died on the floor. So, I heard discussion that they may bring it back up. I can't say for sure that they are, but I got some questions on that myself, so I will be over there in the morning. But anyway, let's move on. So I didn't understand it, but our magistrate, he said that he didn't agree with some of the pothole patching and stuff that people may want. And with that being said, at the end of that conversation, being y'all weren't there, it just kind of died on the vine. Nothing else came up. But I know there's a lot more involved in municipal aid than just blacktopping as far as we're concerned. So y'all understand that the public, it's really a great help to us. And this is part of my spiel tomorrow. When they come over here, they store salt here. They use ours if they had to. A lot of times they don't have to very, very seldom. But it saves them from running back and getting salt. We furnish them a place for the salt. If a tree is over the road like it was this last storm, our fire department's out here clearing the county roads. They can't get here quick enough. McCubbin's Lane, we send our backhoes down there to clear it out the other day when all the lines were down, poles laying across the road. That's what I'm considering the interlocal agreement that we have with them. They help us. They come down the road on Boston Road. They mowed the sides years ago. They would stop at the end of Merriman Road when they turned and raise it up. They wouldn't mow nothing. The county equipment is the county equipment. I understand, but we own it as well as everybody else, and they have been so graciously to keep mowing down that road. But we go out and salt the hill for them. We scrape the roads in Harts Ferry, which is county roads back here. So we help each other, and that's what that's come about. And in doing so, if they have the bucket truck sitting over there and nobody's using it, and I call, if they're busy, they're busy. But if they're not busy, lo and behold, they'll bring that bucket truck over and help put up our banner for our festival. They'll help us put up and take down Christmas lights that these kids enjoy. So the interlocal agreement has really had a good purpose, and it's served its needs. Why it died on the floor is an embarrassment to me, as trying to keep the county and the cities all together. So there's where we're at with it, and I'm not going to let it sit there. So I just want y'all to understand, if anybody heard something about it, we will pursue it further to see where they want to go with it. If they don't, they don't. But they should. Moving on. Y'all have in front of you a copy of a suggested ordinance that Saradim has reached out to some places and tried to get. It's an ordinance on noise, and we have one for charging for zoning, rezoning fees. We have rezoning costs that comes to us that we've always just needed. And some of the other cities have stepped up and adopted an ordinance to charge what it costs us to the potential person that's doing the rezoning. So they pay for it over there, they pay for it over here. We've never did that in the past. Not having one, we reached out and got one to use for a guideline. Y'all can look at it, discuss it, digest it. We can talk about it next meeting or whatever. Because it's laying in front of you, and I'm going to ask you to act on something that you just got, not blindsided, but there it is. And the other is the noise ordinance that another city has.
Sarah, aren't these the ones that you sent out to us probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago? Did everybody have a chance to look at it?
If y'all comfortable with it.
I'm just wondering if we need to just go ahead and do it.
I would rather you did, but I don't want to push nothing on nobody too fast if you ain't prepared for it.
Well, we had enough. I know I had enough time to look at it, and I think that we probably need some extra money in this city, so I would like to make the motion. Did we talk about how much that it's going to cost to for the advertisement, or is it whatever they charge?
That's what we determine here.
I'm talking about the advertisement. Do we just say that the person has to pay for it to be put into the Pioneer News? That's my question.
The way the ordinance is worded in Shepherdsville that I obtained it from, the way they worded it is the people will come through. They'll send me what they want. I'll send it over to Tom. Tom will give me a quote, and I will pass that charge directly to that customer.
Was based on what?
Right, so whatever Pioneer News is charging.
Yep. Yeah, and I wouldn't advise against setting a set cost, because my understanding that costs vary from time to time.
I was thinking that whatever they charge, that the person's going to have to pay.
Right, that's how we'll come across.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then I'd like to make the motion that we put that an ordinance in that when somebody is changing it and it has to be advertised, that the
we can recoup our costs.
Mm-hmm. That's why we can get a draft
to have
the body next time.
Anybody?
Second.
Anybody want to second?
I'm going to make the motion.
I'll second.
Okay, motion been made to proceed on with this. Regularly seconded. Call the roll.
Allie?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
And Teresa?
Yes.
Now the one on the noise, that was the zone.
So let me back up a second. So you supported the ordinance. You got he'll have to draft it since we've and then mm-hmm. we'll have the first reading on it at the next meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
I just wonder when we do the draft on it, how I guess I'm not understanding how can you enforce it?
Then
It's an ordinance.
If, the noise ordinance or the...
No, the zoning ordinance.
If they don't come and...
If they don't pay for it...
Then they don't get it.
Then they don't go through the paper and they don't get rezoned.
So did you send it to the zoning office and...
No, they send it to me. When they pass it, they send it to me. And then I prepare the part of the advertisement and they have to prepay. If they do not pay that, we don't bring it to the table to be rezoned.
That's right. Okay.
So it's like step one.
Okay. Got it. Gotcha.
You good with it? We done voted on it.
Yeah, I'm good with it. I was just like, how are they going to enforce that?
I mean, you're in a negative spot here because you're in a learning curve here. Yeah. And me too, every day. Okay, so then we got the noise one. Y'all have copies of that? Have a chance to look those over? I think it's pretty in-depth. Any questions on it?
Well, the only thing that I had talked to Sarah about, I didn't know if we were going to get whatever kind of machine for the decibels of the for the noise. How are we going to, how do we go about enforcing? I mean, I guess I don't understand how you can prove that somebody's noisy other than a neighbor's complaint.
That's about it. I mean, if a neighbor complains with the contact the chief, the police department, they ride up there and if it's ranting and raving.
I mean, I got neighbors that sent off. Yeah, I mean, I've got neighbors that set off a cannon. There's really not a lot you can, I mean, I go out and shoot a gun at my place, so I'm in the city. Can a neighbor call and say?
That's a little different, though. We've got people, to break it down, we got people that's wanting to party to 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning during the week and on weekends.
Yeah,
you can shoot from the side of city limits as long as you're shooting safely. That's not what we're talking about. I mean, my phone's blowing up. Sarah's phone's blowing up. We got people that I've went to 8, 9, 10, 12 times and said, hey, quieten it down. And they turn the music up louder. That's where we're going with it.
Can we get a decibel reader?
You don't need it. You can hear it all the way out of I-65 on the traffic. Okay. I'm not trying to be smart. I'm just telling you. I personally went up there out of uniform. 3 or 4 or 5 times, like, look, guys, everybody wants to have fun, quieten it down. I go back home, get to bed, and it's like, so,
there it
here
is
I come again.
But, I just wonder how,
I mean, we're going to have fireworks going on back, like, not too long ago, thunder over Louisville, everybody's blowing my phone up. When you going to stop these fireworks? It's 9 o'clock at night. It's okay. It's all right.
We could put more, I could look at putting some more restrictions on it so it's not so open.
I guess that's it. This seems pretty open. Am I wrong?
Well, it's...
No.
It's very tight, actually. It's a very tight ordinance.
If you read it all in depth, it's pretty tight. It's got time frames and what you can do.
That's even decimal markers, too. Yeah.
I agree with that.
What are your concerns about it?
How it's going to be enforced and, just like I said, I have neighbors that has a cannon and, they can't really... kind of hard to enforce that.
Do you think they should be shooting a cannon?
They should be shooting a cannon? You gotta know them. Anyway, it's hard to enforce those things.
But it's going to be set for after certain times.
This isn't just somebody riding around or us just sitting around hoping somebody makes a noise and we can go after them. It's to actually complain to the nuisance. I can't go to sleep. My kids are crying. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. That's when you got to be there.
Your dog's barking, things like that. I mean, it's hard.
If you look at, I think it's page 3, like the third paragraph, it clearly lays out what unreasonable, loud, and harsh noises are. And it has a certain decibel marker. It says 55 decibels. Now, I'm no scientist, I'm just a lawyer, but that seems pretty excessive to me. And then it also even says in excess of another even higher decibel marker. So, I mean, it's fairly strict. And like I said, I can't give you a general what a certain decibel marker is, but it is limited.
I just think the time of the day from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., I mean, that's... 11 is pretty much a pretty good time to try to go to sleep. I mean, some people go to bed earlier, and that's fine, but 11 p.m., that gives people plenty of time. Mm-hmm. Now, New Year's Eve, I mean, is there anything in here that an exception can be made because you know, people are going to be throwing off fireworks at midnight.
There is an exception in this ordinance that specifically says New Year's Eve.
You know, so there's,
yeah,
there's
but it's
certain
in section
times.
C of the next page.
Yeah.
And it says there shall be an exception of the provision between the hours of 12 a.m. and 1 a.m. on New Year's Day.
And you know, by 1 a.m., go to bed. So,
my question is, you said that the police chief would be notified to go out and address this. So it starts at 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. He's worked 8 to 5.
Well, the police officer.
And is it? I just wanted to make sure it's okay the police officer on duty address the issue.
Yeah,
okay.
City
of Redmond Junction law enforcement.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I just wanted to clarify that.
No.
It don't just have to be me.
You never sleep is my concern.
All right, Zach.
All right.
Any other questions? Hearing none, anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we pursue the noise ordinance within the city between the times of 11 and 7 and follow
the guidelines. Motion been made.
I'll second it.
So motion made, regularly seconded. Call the roll, please.
Tim.
Yeah.
Jenny.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Allie.
Yes.
Becky.
Yes.
Next one we got thrown on here. We've been discussing the fact of the business licenses in town. Sarah and I have been looking, and where this came from, we're in the budget times. And I'm trying to work with the budgets, and I've been trying to make everything work. And short of tax increases and this and that, you're looking at trying to get every dollar you can, every area you can. The liquor license and all that seem to be in order. It's just that the business license themselves, and then talking to some people from other areas that is having to acquire a business license and having to get permit issues, come back and pay actual fees, not here, but in other towns, based on the cost of the job and this and that, and they're really getting intricate in it. And I wouldn't want to ever think about doing something like that, not here in this town. But the thing about it is, the license for a business, myself, tree trimmers, whatever, that had plumbers, electricians, the license is $100 a year. Been like that for a long time. And we discussed maybe trying to raise it to 200 and leave it there for however long we can get by with it. So, and I have a business license. I don't work here very often, but in case I did, I try to have it. And then once a year, we send them out at the first of the year, people that actually has business license here in town, loading, unloading, whatever they are, and then they send the money back in, and it just rolls over from year to year. If you go out here, like the other day, I had a friend of mine, distant cousin, was cutting trees and stuff after the storm, and he's making a living doing that. So we had to, Terry went out there and got him, and he said, well, my cousin's a mayor. He said, yeah, that's why he sent me up here. So he paid his 100 and he went on with it. So it's just something for discussion to see. And I feel like if we moved it to that, we probably wouldn't have to move it again for a long time. And it would only hinder the people that do work and makes money.
So I do work, but I don't make money.
You're in the wrong business.
It's not you then.
I'm telling you.
Just give us your $2.
They should pay you.
And I mean, it is a once a year deal, and also, we don't just get down and haggle and prorate it. If you come in here 3 months into the year or whatever, it's still the same money. And then next year, you know it's there. You pay it again January 1. So I got that many hanging on my wall where I've been paying them for years and years. And it's just added money into our system that we desperately need here and there for different things.
I'm going to make the motion that we increase it to $200.
Second.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Really, I was going to argue it down a little bit.
I'm like, just be done.
You know, some of these small businesses come in and that's hard on, but
okay, it says here all businesses not being included in group one. So with me being a non... Or
group one's alcohol.
Right. That's, group one's just alcohol. So non-profit.
Yeah, it's our alcohol licenses in one right. And just businesses in two. Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, I have mine and I've never been approached to have one because it's a non-profit. I want to make sure that I'm in compliance with the city. Can you address, I mean...
Do you have a thing on the city?
If you're going to do that, just a question. What about the, since we're getting all this industrial stuff, has it been 400 for a long time also? It says all businesses that are industrial. Mm-hmm.
You can raise the industrial.
Has it been 400 for a long time? Also?
Yes, they all have. I mean, we can raise that one also.
Can we raise it?
Yeah.
Also?
Yep. I mean, and it stands to reason that you could, they could afford it probably more than the individual.
I bet they could. Mm-hmm. What would we raise it to?
Well, there again.
You're talking about
LSC.
That's what I'm
saying. $100 a year.
Take it up to $800 now. That's, why not just at one?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you're going to do it, good.
I saw it on here. If you're going to raise the small business, we raise all.
Steve Scott is building a warehouse company out here, and they sell one of their buildings to UPS or whoever. We get $800 if you double it.
Yeah, I think if you're going to do it, you should do it across the board. Am I wrong?
For businesses, no, you're not wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
I agree with you.
I think you're exempt as a nonprofit.
Thank you.
That's what I
would. That's what I've been told in the past. I just wanted to clarify.
And the alcohol, when was the last time it was raised?
Alcohol, we addressed here a while back.
Okay. So mm-hmm.
So we didn't have the liquor by drink and all that. We put that in there and addressed that. So businesses 400 and corporation, big businesses, industrial businesses, 800.
You need to amend your motion.
Or withdraw.
I want to amend my motion to raise it to 200, and let's look at the bigger businesses to have to double theirs as well.
Right.
How's that sound, Tim? Did I do it good?
Well, it would be a different class of business license, wouldn't it? Liquor?
No, we're only doing industrial.
Industrial.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Sorry with you.
Exactly. Motion been made. Seconded by Becky. Call the roll.
Allie.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
Jenny.
Yes.
And Becky.
Yes.
Okay. Next one, last one. Is it's budget time, as we know, and the budget, as usual, is running behind times from the ladies over. It's got to get it together, and then it's got to go to our attorney. He's got to put it in ordinance form. It will not be ready until next week, so we've got to have a special meeting. We're looking at next Wednesday, May the 10th, 5:30, if that's good. If not, tell me.
As far as I can tell right now, that's fine.
That's good to me.
And that should give you time to get it in the ordinance form, because talking to our bookkeeper and all that, they said that they would, auditor, they said they'd have it all together and over to you.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on it from them.
You should have it tomorrow morning.
You should have it tomorrow morning.
Talking about the 10th, mm-hmm. A week from tomorrow, or a week from Wednesday.
We said 5:30.
Pardon? Yeah. 5:30, they go to you?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm trying to make sure I'm at the right time.
Right, okay. So I'm good with all of y'all. Jenny, I see you looking. Is it good?
I usually drive the church bus. I just had to clarify that it would be okay.
It will be.
Well, I mean, if we can get the majority of y'all here to make it work, we'll.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
It'll be
all
right.
All right, well, it's set then? All right. First budget read next Wednesday, the 10th, 5:30. All right, let's go down the list. Fire chief still here? Yes, I see you back. Adam?
We have think for the month of April, we had 43 incidents. We had an RST entry in March, I believe, from 65. And you have three vehicles that's listed. So the first one is a Ford Expedition. It's an 05. It's outlived its life, pretty much. The second one is an 84 Ford, 23 stick shift. And then the third one is the 93 E1. So we sent the E1, that one's the new one since last month. We sent the E1 to the repair shop, and they tried to fix the pump to make it pass pump test. And they come back and said it needed a new pump, and it was going to cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $40,000.
That isn't a good neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, to me, the it would be a bad investment of the city to put the truck being 30 years old. And so that's the reason of the surplus. Maybe save the $40,000 and eventually you could find something or put the money to use somewhere else. The Ford, it's been around since I was in diapers. So
1 year before.
Yeah. It's fall on a fire, and Mr. Finley here can probably verify that.
Man, first run, man.
So it's got an old steel tank in it. It's not been pump tested in years, so that's a little bit on that vehicle as well.
Well, refresh my memory. So, okay, you want to surplus these.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any buyers in mind? Have you talked to anybody?
No, so under Kentucky law, it has to be either sealed bids or has to go on like a gov deal kind of website. You can't just sell it outright. So once you all bless your surplus, then we can take sealed bids and then put it on the fire commission's website. You know, there's several avenues that we can take.
Isn't this the same truck that Todd wanted to bring up last month, and we asked him to look around and see if anybody local, other fire departments had interest in these?
It is. The Expedition, and I had to work last month, so I was unable to be here. The Expedition, there's not anybody that's going to take it. The floods in Western Kentucky, or Eastern Kentucky, rather, they're swarmed with equipment. The tornadoes, I have friends in East Marshall, and they, were able to get new trucks. So the old, the old theory behind, giving it to somebody, it's hard, few and far in between anymore.
Were they ask?
Sir?
Were they ask?
I didn't ask. And the fire commission can put it on their website, and they can, and that's really up to me to make any amount of what it would be worth. So, the Expedition, if you had a department that wanted it, then by law, as long as you surplus it and you've done it sealed bid, then you're within the law to either give it to them or sell it to them for a dollar.
What do y'all think?
I think that since Adam's the chief, I think that if that's what he wants to do, I think we should do that. Is this going to go the same thing with the on the fleet?
Yeah, do it separate.
So basically we're saying he has our blessing to do this, is that? Assuming we
agree. Three
so, what would your suggestion be? Put out a seal bid?
Yes, sir. So, Jenny, to answer your questions. So, since I've been taking over as fire chief, the Expedition has not been used and the Ford has not been used. The only truck that we had used on very few occasions was that 93-1. But maintenance cost and, you know, annual certifications, and anymore, it's, maintenance is a nightmare. I mean, it's just a lot of work to keep these trucks up and moving, and, you know, all the annual certifications, ladder testing, pump testing, all that stuff that you're required to do at all. So.
And this won't hurt our runs or
insurance
rating surplus these through, yeah.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should be less with, you know, no more tax on insurance on.
Are you making that motion?
I make the motion that we let the fire department surplus these so they can get them out of their inventory and it doesn't cost us any more money.
I second.
All right.
Jenny?
Yes.
Joe?
Yep.
Becky?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Allie?
Yes.
And didn't you mention to me that you're getting your state aid money? Or?
Yeah, so I can receive a call on the fire commission, and we have to turn in every year for state aid money, which is $11,000. So the categorized was, there was an error in the categories of what was turned in for 21. She wants us to redo it, which is apparently common, and we will receive an additional $11,000 for this year. And then the pickup truck for the next 3 years will be used for that $11,000. So we actually have $11,000 that we didn't know we had, which is good.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
So next year they'll start taking your money for the truck that we thought they was taking this year.
Yes, sir.
Is what me and you thought. Yeah. So you got a year's grace before you start taking it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I mean, we've had a pretty busy week. EMS was involved in that wreck, so Director Hale called me and requested our chaplain. So Mickey Lord went down to university, and I made it down there. So it was pretty cool for them to call and say, you know, hey, send your dude our way. So and he went right to him. So.
I appreciate Mickey doing that. I know that.
Other than that, that's all I have.
So I got one thing with the chief. I was talking on him. I get several anonymous letters for people's really concerned on stuff, but they won't put their name on it. This one relates back to what you had mentioned a couple of meetings back, I think, Jenny. Was somebody had questioned about the fire department using the vehicles and what have you. So in doing so, they was concerned that did I know or did I have any idea that the fire department's, the chief more or less, and the major vehicles are seen at the fire department at Shepherdsville. Well, that's where he's at. They said, and in the letter, it said, I showed some of y'all the letter if you've been around seen it. He just complained about it, saying that they didn't feel like the taxpayer dollars should be used for that. But he takes it over there, he drives it home the same as the police drive theirs home. Not every fireman gets one, but the powers that be have theirs, the chief and what have you. In doing so, when the statement was made about, well, I've seen it sitting at the fire department at Shepherdsville, a few times it comes down with something major going on. He works at the Shepherdsville Fire Department. He will stop and come over here. And for being there overnight, just to clear that up, he works 24-hour shifts. So that truck just might be seen there while he's still working. So in doing so, I just wanted to bring it out because if somebody cared enough to write a letter, even though they don't want to put their name on it, I understand. I want everybody in the council to know that those trucks. And some of this, I think, stems from the fact that I've had issues in the past where people wouldn't want to haul civilian people around in them, family members, go to stores, do whatever. This has went on for years. Periodically, you never pinpoint it down. But if it's an issue that you don't want to happen, and whoever wrote this letter is correct on that. In doing so, I feel like whenever I let them take the truck home, and not just the fireman, the chief, and I believe it's the major right now at this time, correct?
Yes, sir.
They're both working Shepherdsville or wherever they work. They take them, they drive them, they come back. But not the rest of the people. In doing so, I tell them and I tell the police the same thing.
civilians do not need to be in there, whether it's your family or anybody else. Levin Justin does not need the liability of a wreck coming up and your children's in there while you're taking them to the store or the school or the shopping or Christmas or whatever. And it's been held down pretty well, and I haven't had any issues with it other than the fact it was seen. The truck was seen, and I know where it was seen at, and they're right, it was seen there, and I know it was seen there. But I just want people to understand that it did come to me, and I want to bring it to light to you council members. And they said, well, I'll take some more pictures. Well, they take all the pictures they want as long as they're not misabusing, taking for granted, never hauling anybody in there that did not belong into it. And we've always said, and I think Tim mentioned this one time back a few years ago when this happened, if the chief is on the interstate or the fire department is on the interstate or wherever and you have an accident and these people's cars tore all to pieces, but yet they're not having to go to the hospital in the ambulance and they need to get in the back of the police car or whatever and come to McDonald's and set off of the interstate in where it's warm and in bad snow or whatever, in case of a situation, I can understand where that is admirable to put a person that's in need, desperate need, and that also goes for the fire department. If they're up there and they put out a car fire and the car burns to the ground, well, let's just go on back to shop, leave them standing there. I don't think that's very admirable of anybody. So in doing so, I feel like the leniency of telling them that they can bring somebody from an emergency situation in our vehicle down here is a part of their job. So I want y'all's opinion on that.
I agree with you on that, Larry. And, you know, the fire chief answers to you, so...
And I know that, but I feel guilty handling everything under my belt and not sharing with y'all if they called her, and I understand that. If they called you next and you next and you next, I want it on the table. This is what they're concerned about, and this is where my concerns lie, and this is how I expect to fix it, is they have
the
right.
I think I'd be more concerned if I seen the truck at Walmart on at 2 o'clock in the morning, but it was in a place where... the person driving it was utilizing it for fire.
That is true. And I had an argument with somebody 10, 11 years ago when I was on the council. I had an argument with a person on the fire department, and I personally seen him in Jefferson Mall Christmas shopping with everybody, and I asked him about it. My truck, I do what I want. I wasn't the mayor, but there you are. But it got addressed then also, and that's when this came about. But I just want to bring it to light that it's out there, people's learning and watching, and I feel confident that I got all the confidence in the world in my police force and my fire department.
And I think we share that when we share the insurance information with both departments. They know that's part of the liability clause, and they should uphold that in their position. So.
I don't want to be sued for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Please.
Right. Okay. Any questions? Anything?
So to go back what the mayor's saying, so we actually... there's an NFPA ordinance, well, not really an ordinance, but it goes to staffing and response times. So, like, back to the mayor said, if I'm going to go to Jefferson Mall, I'm going to drive the department vehicle because I'm not going to make the run. But if I'm home or I pull somewhere between 30 and 50 hours a week here, and the police chief and Teresa and Sarah and all of them can vouch for it. So, 56 hours a week at my full-time job and 30, 50 here every week. So if you want to look at it, it's NFPA 1720, and that's a standard for response and staffing for volunteer fire departments. So it says average is 15 minimum people, response time 9 minutes. So our current response time, my analysis, is 4 minutes. So with us having the cars, we're not able to have to drive home and then drive back. So we're getting to the scenes quicker in order to mitigate the scene and the resources on hand a lot faster.
I'm pretty excited about our fire department.
All right. If everybody's good with it, we'll move on then. All right. You done?
Yes, sir.
Chief?
Thank you.
All right. Terry, Chief.
We had 119 runs for the month, and then if you look there, gave you one piece of paper about surplus in the 2009 Ford Crown Vic. It's got 170 something thousand miles on it. Then we have a four-wheeler that hasn't been used in the last 7 years is sitting down there in Chaz's way.
In my way.
In his way. Let me clarify, in his way. So we want to surplus that also, if y'all bless it. And then put it on your desk there about trying to order another new vehicle. I gave you a quote there. After my government price is $42,817.64. I talked to Bill Collins Ford, where I order from, and he said it'd be probably almost a year before I could see it.
I'll work that into his budget if you don't want me to.
Work it in there. And, I mean, we're trying to keep the fleet up good. I mean, I got that 2009. I got Jimmy in it right now because his car is down. I was going to throw this on the table last month, but stuff hit the fan. So, but, I mean, we get one more, that should put us where we need to be for a while. Yeah. All besides, I'm sure y'all heard about it, you know, stuff happens out there on the interstate. I mean, when we're making these emergency runs, I got one down right now where something come up and hit the oil filter on it and puncture the hole in it. So,
So y'all know about that too? If something flew up and knocked a hole in the oil filter on the police car and burnt the motor up. So, I mean, it's one of them freaky things. And they actually said it's happened a few times. Well, our insurance company's going to pay for it.
They've got three over right now. I'm not going to say the same incident happened, but in my career, I've seen this is probably the second time I've heard of it. But he said, I got two more sitting over here beside yours. So.
But Sarah and I discussed it, and she called Stephen Parrish, and he looked into it, and he said it's covered under the insurance.
Same car?
No.
No, just different cars.
Okay.
Emergency vehicles.
Right.
But that's really all I got. All besides, I'd like to touch real quick, I know you will move on, about Adam and me taking our cars, stuff like what you said. The response time is a very, very serious thing. And if you think we're joking, we got a gentleman down across the tracks that tells me every day he shouldn't even be here. And that was caused by the response time. I called Adam one day and told him I need him down here. He had his car working and he was here like a week ago. So when people start griping about him driving his car to work or me driving mine home, they really need to stop and think about if that was their mom or dad laying there dying.
Yeah. And on that note, too, I want to thank Adam and the fire department, the rescue, and everybody else. I actually have a great-grandson that had a seizure this past weekend, and he blacked out and stiffened up and everything. They took him in there, and they found out that he's got epilepsy. So, but my daughter, which is the granddaughter, his grandmother, that's my great-grandson, she needed an ambulance herself.
So, I don't doubt that.
So it worked out real well. I appreciate y'all. So, surplusing the police car and the four-wheeler. Same format?
Yes.
Same thing, just throw them all together and take care of it.
Get rid of it.
I'm thinking four-wheeler, you might
need that.
We used it on the flood there a while back.
I was thinking. Yeah.
Which car?
Oh, that's the one.
The purchasing
of the car.
Oh, you already listed. You didn't know it? Just that. Well, I heard you say put it in the budget.
Let's take care of this. Let's motion on the surplus. Right. Let's do the surplus and get it off the table.
Okay. I made a motion to surplus these vehicles for the fire department and the police department.
Second.
Motion made, regular second for the police department stuff.
Jenny.
Yes.
Becky.
Yes.
Allie.
Yes.
Tim.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yes.
And Teresa.
Yes.
Okay, on the police car, y'all want to move?
You can't get it in this new budget. You're getting ready.
I can get the money in with the budget.
You can't get it for a year.
I mean, what you're saying always, if it's in your budget, spend it.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to have it, but you can't get it for a year no matter if you vote on it.
He said close to a year.
Okay, so we're going to read a budget.
No, it's locked up.
We can do that. I think we're going to just let Larry work it into the next budget. That way you don't have to vote on it.
I mean, the money will be in there.
We'll vote on it.
We'll vote on it.
Wednesday. I try not to spend no money. But what you said was, is the price going to change once y'all okay it? I'm going to tell him that he'll lock it.
You want to go ahead and make the motion? We proceed on with
so
order.
I'll
make a motion that we proceed with the
lock in the price.
Lock in price on a new car to be put into the budget that we're going to read on the 10th.
I'll second.
I like that. You can track
one on the
show. Becky.
30 years, but.
Joe.
Yes.
Jenny.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Tim.
Yeah.
And Allie.
Yes.
All right.
It's more than I've heard Chance. Say.
Oh. I forgot about you over there, man. I couldn't see you for Allie.
I just thought I'd make you mad or something. I didn't know.
Again?
It's only the same time today. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
You want me to go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, I want to apologize. Last month I was supposed to be here and unexpectedly you guys got rank pulled on you being the dad. So I got pulled away to go on spring break for baseball for my oldest son. So that's where I was at.
Did they win?
Yeah, they played well. Mm-hmm. So we had a good time and appreciate it. But one of my cohorts was here, gave you guys an update. There's been a little bit of changes. I'll just run through some of this stuff. The water main extension, Dennis and Eskers Drive, we've issued the notice of award to the contractor. To Arjun Bright, we're waiting on getting bonds, the payment performance bond, and certificate of insurance. Once we get those in our hands, we'll do a pre-construction meeting, sign the contracts, and get that thing rolling. We're still waiting on some of the paperwork on the funding on that portion of the project, so it's working out in time to get that taken care of. When I say waiting on paperwork, the money's there. It's the money was utilized on West Oak Street. The sewer is getting transferred over, and then that transfer process, that's what's taking so long. The Park South development, we're working on finalizing the water line route. There had been some changes made with that. Mr. Scott presented the parking plan for the ballpark. You know, we've been reviewing a lot of stuff. I know there's been questions about the looking at the storm structures, this and that. That's what we've been doing on y'all's behalf, is reviewing what they're doing. But we're looking, we will be putting that out to bid this month. Probably middle to end of the month, it'll go out for bids on the utility side. There will not be activity on the utility side for a while. Due to, we've got to let them do some earthwork before we get into the utilities. There'll be some delay, we'll bid it, be some cluster of activity there for a while, and that's going to lay dormant for a couple months, and then it'll fire right back up once they get some earthwork done. Last month, you guys authorized the signature on the MOA for the Jim Beam water main extension, which is upsizing the existing water line, 8-inch to 12-inch. That we're waiting on payment to be made for that portion of it, and there's been some back and forth between us and Jim Beam getting some historical plans and documents together to start building the plan set to getting stuff, and for us to figure out with Chaz areas that we need to get a little more detailed information on. Water meter project, it's in the same boat as the water main extensions. We're waiting on performance and payment bonds and certificate of insurance. Once we get that, we'll set a pre-construction meeting. I'll try to do it on the same day so we're not driving up here for one meeting and then turn around and come back for another. That's really all I've got. The stormwater pumps, we've signed a contract on that. We've already done a preliminary site survey. The site plan laid out, and then we'll be going through that next process on that. So, like I joked a lot, everything's just sort of happened at once. But a lot of good things moving forward on the utilities, and I think there's some more stuff that's going to be coming at some point when on the east side of 65 starts turning around again. So. You guys have any questions for me or Well, I appreciate you all. Thank you all so much.
I apologize for not getting you up there earlier.
No, I see how it is.
I know how you was. You come in town late today. You didn't make it on the paper.
See what I got to deal with that? Okay. It's always my fault. I just shut up and thank you.
I looked around a couple times. I kept seeing somebody sitting over there, and I just, I should have had you up there with Steve Scott.
Oh, you're fine.
You and Steve Scott could have talked about it there together. Already. Becky? No, back to Chaz. I'm sorry. Chaz pointed to him. That's how I knew he was over there.
Hey, that stuff I got surplus down there. Any serial number burned on it. It's a trailer. It's got an old Omni generator on it. It's an old trash pump from 1955. I got two tanks that we took out of that Key Market building over there. They're intact. We got nothing in them. Oil tanks. I don't know how you would want to process that. And I got an old salt spreader in there. Meyer salt spreader. It's metal. It's rusted up real bad. It's scrap metal. It's the one that quit. The one that lost the plastic. It's still sitting in that building over there. How you want to go about getting rid of that stuff? I don't know. The trailer's probably pretty good. I wouldn't think that generator on there is any good.
Again.
You know, Chaz is the expert, so let Chaz get rid of it any way he wants to.
No, you can't do that.
So we can't scrap it, Chaz?
Why don't we
scrap
it? Put it out for scrap?
I don't think you're going to scrap that trailer.
He'll go down and sit on the trailer if we're going to scrap it. Protest.
Like Jenny said, give him the discretion.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's put it this way. I make a motion that we give Chaz the authority to scrap what is scrap and to surplus what is surplus.
I'll second that motion.
Get a description on it. We'll put it out. Seal bids. You have it down there where they can look at it.
Joe.
Yep.
Becky.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
Allie.
Yes.
Jenny.
Yes.
All right. Now I'll go to Becky.
No.
Nothing. Yeah. Teresa?
Nope.
Allie?
Nope.
Mm. Jenny?
Well, now you know. May the 4th, this Thursday, is National Day of Prayer, 6:30 at the Caboose. The mayor will open it with his welcome, and then if indeed there's any rain at that moment, we're going to look into putting it underneath the tent over here. Otherwise, we're going to try to have it outside. It'll be about an hour long service. We'd like to see as many in the community out there. Everything that we address is what the nation addresses, and that we definitely need prayer. Everyone is welcome.
Okay. That's all I have.
So National Day of Prayer, 6:30?
6:30.
Bring a chair.
Oh, yeah. Bring your own chair.
Right.
Or be prepared to stand up.
Joe.
Or stand.
Is that all you had?
That's it.
Tim?
The only thing I'm just kind of curious about the situation with it. Fella hit the pole out there on 61 in front of the house, down towards Archer Brights. Knocked a light out there, too. And I don't know who we contacted about putting that light back up. There was a street light down there. When he cut that pole in half with his car, that light went down with it.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Is it, how close to Archer Brights is it?
It's right where the oil tank crosses the road, the oil line. About halfway between my driveway and theirs. Maybe a little closer to Archer Brights.
Yeah. Salt River.
They reset the pole?
No, I don't know. No, I don't think the pole's been reset yet. They came out and cleaned up all the stuff that goes on it because there's some stuff there for the, I think, little water company's got a box or something.
Yeah, they put a temporary box over top of where they were.
Yeah, and it was on that pole, which was that was attached to. But I don't know what their plans are. It's been sitting there for a while, I guess. So I don't know if they want to put that light back up, or they're going to put it back up, or they even know it's down.
sure it's on our bill.
Would it be on our bill?
The regular street light?
Yeah, it's a street light.
Mm-hmm. It's on our bill.
Well, it's been down ever since it was here.
Okay, one last thing. We are preparing to set the schedule up for our festival meetings. So our group will be meeting again. Anybody wants to join in on the festival can. And we're preparing for a street dance in late June is where we're starting up. We're going to try to have something of that nature. And as everybody's seen, the Key Market, you know, we purchased it. Everybody knows that. We got it cleaned out, Chaz and them. I like, again, thank the prisoners, inmates, rather. They got to come over and work with us. They like little beavers, buddy. They worked in there and cleaned and done. Got that building cleaned out. The other building's cleaned out real well. So, and the EMS building, for those who have not been down behind it, once we get that shed tore down, you'll be able to see it good. I want to see the building up before we tear the shed down. That way it'll look better. But the EMS building is starting to take off. We're getting ready to start pouring the concrete and stuff. So
they
pour today because I was in and out all day. I never walked back there. But the steel's there, so it should. Once it starts up, you'll see evidence of it going up real quick.
When are the buildings going to come down? I had somebody ask me that.
I'm not sure yet. I got that lined up with somebody that's going to help donate the time to tear it down. Like I said before, we pay for the dumpsters and the fuel. Might buy them dinner, and there they are. So,
good.
You
can get their laundry done too while they're down here. Right?
They can break it down, I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, take laundry down.
Yeah, I'm
interested in some groups. I'd like to have some groups from that building.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody. Come in. Anybody got anything on the floor?
I want to thank Fire Department Terry coming like that. My mom had a bad situation. It was up there in 3 minutes.
Really?
3 minutes.
Right. Well, I appreciate the fact that they do a really good job.
Billy?
I
got a question about Ms. Garvey. Do we have to use their containers now with this new contract?
You have to use one that's similar to theirs, got the handle on it where the machine will pick it up.
Well, we can't use our private ones
no.
at all?
No.
They can't pick it up.
They're not,
not if it doesn't
not
have that.
The
but they'll furnish you one with your bill.
Huh?
They will furnish you one of theirs with the bill.
Yeah.
So you get one for no charge with your $18. The second one, if you wanted one, is $9. So you will get one that they use. Tom, appreciate you coming out, buddy.
Most of the
day is tomorrow.
Second.
Joe. Jenny. Tim.
Yes.
Becky. Becky,
Jimmy,
Teresa,
yes.